Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. On this podcast, I share my experiences, insights, and knowledge with you on health, beauty, personal development, and wellness. Every week, we have interviews with amazing pioneers in their fields. So joining me in the conversation every week is also my dear friend, Tony, who is a health researcher out of Stanford. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I hope you guys are having a beautiful start to your week. I've got our beloved Tony here sitting right with me. Hey, T.
How's it going?
Excited to be back with the beauties.
Yes, always.
We're in the heart of winter.
Yes.
You know, just you feel it in the air here in California. And I know for many of you guys, it's cold all day long, night and morning and daytime. And one of the things that naturally arises is conversation around the flu vaccine. You know, you see it, it's administered sometimes at, I saw it at the local library. Mm-hmm. Some businesses offer it. They may be talking about it at your children's school. So we wanted to offer some information around it and our perspective. Of course, it's a personal decision and everybody has to choose what they think is best for them and their family. But I think it's good to have, you know, additional information around this topic.
Yes.
So let's dive right in, T. We know there's a lot of controversy around vaccines. We do know that they bring in a tremendous amount of money.
Yes.
I mean, that is a fact.
Yes.
Fact, like they bring in billions of dollars. There's been different scares over the years about, you know, remember the birds?
Yeah, the bird flu.
The bird flu, all these different, these different sort of, you know, just scares and sicknesses come up and a lot of people, you know, were like, oh, where's the vaccines? Where are the shots? And sometimes they can be very effective. But here we're talking about the flu vaccine, which some people get year in and year out. So let's dive into some actual statistics around it, T.
Sure. Yeah, and I've not had personal experience. I mean, just to note, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if you have, you have. I've not had personal experience for the flu, you know. So because
I mean, you've chosen not to get.
I've chosen not to get it.
And I'll say right off the bat as well, like I've chosen not to get it. I would not give it to Bubby. And we'll talk about at the end of the segment ways in which we work on our immunity and really fortifying our systems from the inside out. But yeah, these are just personal decisions.
Yes, exactly. So first of all, I mean, whether there's, in my research, I found, you know, there's debate, like some will say, oh, there's heavy metals in those vaccines. Others will say, no, that's debunked. Like there's mm-hmm. no heavy metals in vaccines, regardless of whether there are or not. There's a lot of interesting research that we're going to link to
mm-hmm.
that just really shows like, and this is like not from some random, you know, site on the internet, like even CDC research.
Yeah.
Like
the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yeah, that it's not nearly as effective. I think people take it or it's pushed with this something that like it's totally effective and it's going to prevent you from getting flu. But like, and one of the things that we link to, it's like that it's less than 50%. More than half of the time. So it's a lot to do for like kind of rolling the dice.
Right.
Like less than 50% of chance it's even going to work.
Right.
You. It seems like that seems to me like a lot.
And when you delve into it deeper, you know, there's different strains for the flu and
sure.
they're sort of taking what they think is going to be the outbreak for that year and doing their best.
Yes.
But like you said, it's not a guaranteed thing.
Yeah, not by any means. And there's some, I think, that like increased in popularity, like in the last couple of years, like flu mist, they have a really high failure rate. Like one
yes.
source we found said like 97%
right.
failure rate. That's insane.
Right. You know, there's different sources and, you know, there's a wide variety. But saying from the 2016 to the 27 flu vaccine, there wasn't a clear effect in those between the ages of 18 and 49. So.
And I think a lot of our audience is going to be in that age range. So.
Right. Right, exactly. So again, for some, it, you know, the having the flu is of course a miserable experience, and you know you may want to take it up just for that small potential benefit. You know, that's a personal choice. Some of the reasons not to get the flu vaccine, T. You know, there may be some toxicity that's administered into the body anytime you get that type of vaccine?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the what you're getting in a sense is like, is not, you know, as toxic. And that's one of the reasons why people have reactions to it, whether it's like pain in their shoulder or other detox symptoms. Some people experience flu-like symptoms, and there's like a debate, well, are they actually getting the flu for that?
Yeah.
Like a mild dose of the flu so that they don't get like the big flu.
Well, that's how a lot of vaccines really work.
Yes.
They're just kind of like showing your body so you create the antibodies. And
yeah.
But yeah, I just, you know, my approach is, you know, some vaccines are important to get. And,
yes.
you know, from someone as myself that's traveled extensively through Africa and all over the world, South America and Asia, like there are certain vaccines that I do have. But then certain ones like this that are optional and have been shown in multiple sources that aren't, you know, completely effective. I personally would rather take other means to strengthen immunity beyond taking a vaccine. So that's our perspective, our personal perspective.
Yes.
You know, we'll link to more information about this in the show notes too.
Yeah, I agree. And I shouldn't speak for you, but I don't think you've gotten the flu. the years you've not taken the shot, I've not either. And so, I don't feel like not taking the flu shot has made me vulnerable to the flu because I haven't gotten it.
I haven't gotten, knock on wood, but I haven't really gotten sick except for, you know, once or twice getting a cough for like 2 or 3 days. I haven't really gotten sick in the last like
10 years.
15 years. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I really haven't. And so, you know, when we have poor digestion, our bodies are like a breeding ground for bacteria. Our energy's low. We're spending so much energy trying to get that food out. And there's just a lot sort of sitting in there and putrefying and fermenting. So I think having really excellent digestion and clearing the body and keeping the body clean from the inside definitely makes you less susceptible. So it's important, you know, we talk a lot about immunity enhancing foods like ginger and just having a lot of antioxidants, having a lot of green veggies, cooking with, you know, some of the herbs that we talk about, things like turmeric and cloves and cinnamon, taking the SBO probiotics, taking detoxy, taking digestive enzymes to make sure things aren't sitting in your body, just sort of like festering in there.
Yes.
That's really, really important for immunity.
Yes, absolutely.
That's like a really important place to start.
Yeah, I agree. And this is not about fasting or not recommending fasting, but one of the things I learned while doing fasts at different times in my journey, especially if I ever started to feel run down, was that like you really tune into the intelligence of the body and its ability to kind of move energy and kind of healing resources and like and do, you know, whether it's getting over sickness or amping up the immune system or whatever, when it's not digesting, basically it's got more energy available to do more. And I think one of the hugest benefits of something like Beauty Detox, where your body is really getting so much nutrition, but like exerting like such a minimal amount of digestive energy, especially when you're doing like probiotics and enzymes and other things, you're even reducing it further, is that there's just so much more energy available to move to the immune system so that if there is a threat, there is like an incoming virus or exposed to something you're not, like all of a sudden your body is just so nimble in its ability to kind of like use its resources for, you know, for dealing with that thing rather than like not having those resources available because it's so much, it's being exhausted.
Exactly.
In the digestive process or stress or whatever else it is.
Another aspect of keeping immunity up is of course rest and proper sleep. You know, this time of year, there's a lot of, you know, there may be a lot of social events or like things going on the next few weeks, but it's really important to carve time out to really, you know, be home more, to keep our evening ritual going of just having that meditation time, drinking hot hemp milk or tea in the evening and just settling down. Because the less rested we are, the more our immunity goes down as well. So
yes,
it is important to really take care of ourselves and schedule less and say no more. I've been doing that practice very much recently with a lot of friends and like kind of stuff
sure.
coming into town and, you know, just being pulled. And you just really have to be diligent and pick and choose and be really present when you're there with friends, but then not have it like be every second of every weekend, you know, like all the time.
Yes.
So rest is really, really important as well. There's also some really interesting essential oils that can help with immunity. Mm-hmm. We've had Charlene Avery on here a bunch of times, who is, she's an aromatherapy expert. I encourage you guys to go back and look at some of those podcasts. But there's some really great essential oils for just helping to, you know, grapefruit's one of them, like natural, mm-hmm. clearing the space, like helping with, you know, just build up. And it's been shown in some studies. It's not just like this hypothetical thing. So using like essential oils can also be helpful too.
Isn't clove a really good one for immunity? I think it's very.
I think clove and pine.
Oregano.
Oregano's fantastic. I believe, you know, again, Charlene's really the expert, but even like frankincense can be really good too. So there's some oils that you can use in your space, in diffusers, like mixed with carrier oils on your body. And that can also be a really great thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I think another just me one, the last tip is, mm-hmm. is especially around the holidays is, and this is probably, it's not just that there's like colder or there's more quote unquote flu going around, as I think everyone's sugar intake kind of goes up.
Mm.
We're socializing more so that we might be getting more alcohol, which is converted into sugar. We might be having more cookies. There's more chocolate around. There's more snacks. There's more desserts.
Like, mm-hmm.
the holidays is just a more sugary time. And everybody has like a degree of candida. It's a normal bacteria to have. But when we have more sugar, we can potentially get more of like overgrowth of candida. And so, and you know, when we were doing our research, we found, you know, obviously immunity is very affected by candida overgrowth. So we're getting more sugar into our system. You know, the first thing would be, you know, be mindful of it, try not to overdo it. But if you're inevitable, there's going to be some sugar around the holidays. So
yeah,
that's one of the reasons why that we have, you know, candida enzymes and the the new enzyme product. Probiotics are really good for candida.
Amazing. We all need a bolster to our digestion. You know, it just helps everything. So I can't encourage it more.
Yeah.
So check all this out, you guys, on KimberlySnyder.com on the show notes. We really are passionate about your wellness and everybody, you know, feeling your absolute best. Again, this is a very personal decision. Whatever you decide, you know, it's great. It feels right to you. It resonates with you. But regardless of whether you do choose to get the flu vaccine or not, like, please check out these other tips for immunity and wellness that we suggested, because I think it will just help bolster everything overall.
Awesome.
So lots of love to you, beauties. Lots of love to you, T. Thank you so much for being with us. Beauties, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after the break. We're all so busy, it's common to feel overly stressed, which can lead to constipation and bloating. But those issues can easily be alleviated by cleansing out your digestive system. That's what Detoxy Plus does and why it helps you reduce bloating and puffiness. Go to detoxy.kimberlysnyder.com to learn more and get yours today. Hey, beauties, welcome back for a very special interview I have for you today. We have the amazing and talented Anthony Mackie, who is an actor in Oscar-winning films such as The Hurt Locker and Million Dollar Baby. And he's been the Falcon and Avengers and Captain America franchises. He's also a father and an advocate for a plant-based diet. So, Anthony, thank you so much for being with us today.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, Anthony, we had you on, I think it was 6 or 8 months ago, and you were toying with the idea of being vegan. I remember we met, I think, a couple years ago for the first time, and we talked about, oh, you don't need to eat chicken as much, and you were starting to reduce. What made you actually decide to go fully plant-based?
I just wanted to see the effects. How would it change my my body, the way I feel, the way I move? I was having a lot of back issues, inflammation in my spine, and shoulder issues with inflammation, and a lot of lactic acid issues after working out. So I figured I wasn't getting the results I wanted 100%. I was seeing definition and build and muscle gain, but I wasn't getting the exact results I wanted from working out. So I figured it had to be my diet. So I just started stripping things away and see how my body reacted. And it led me to going to completely plant-based.
That's amazing. Well, and you know, Anthony, and for any of you beauties that have watched Anthony, especially in the Avengers and the Captain America franchises, you are very, you know, built guy, like a lot of definition, a lot of muscle. And so how, you know, this question must come up a lot for you. I know it's certainly, I get asked a lot, how do you get your protein? How are you, you know, you and I know the answer, but I'd love for you to tell our listeners how you, like what you eat and how you're able to keep up that, that bulk, that muscle tone. Because also, Anthony, we have a lot of women listening, but we also have a lot of women and men asking about this and asking, you know, their husbands saying, oh, well, I don't know if I can go full vegan because I work out. And you know, I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, the biggest thing for me, like I said, was definition and muscle mass. I wanted to get my body fat down and my muscle numbers up. So, but I also wanted to have more of a cardiovascular-based workout so that my heart was working correctly and at an efficient pace. So what I did was I went a lot to spinach, quinoa. I went a lot to kale. Broccoli was a huge component as far as getting my protein numbers. And I also did two vegan-based protein shakes a day. So that gave me about 60 grams of protein a day just from my shakes. My food was mostly for carbs to burn, so I didn't burn muscle, and greens to help me poop. That's the biggest thing. My friend turned me on to. He's like, you'll know how healthy you are by how enjoyable your poops are. And that was my big thing as far as being vegan. It's like having a poop is like good sex.
and it's so important that all that matter is moving through our system. And we know what eating a largely or all plant-based diet, all that fiber is not just moving the poop along. It's also actually feeding the lining of our gut and helping with short chain fatty acids and inflammation and our brain and our moods. So I imagine that it's also great for you as an artist and an actor, Anthony, like those long days on film sets. Did you notice you were just able to stay focused easier and sort of get through the day?
Yeah, I'm turning 40 now, and I'm definitely more energetic now. My ability to even just learn lines and concentrate and, you know, be on set and stay there throughout the course of the day and just snack. You know, a lot of my protein numbers also came from nuts and berries. I would always have a Ziploc of almonds and strawberries and raisins and things like that for me to snack on throughout the course of the day. I would always put lemon in my water to help me with my food cravings.
Oh,
and it's interesting. Oh. What's that?
I said that's fantastic that you're using lemon as well.
Yeah, and it really helped me. I wasn't hungry. I didn't have that sugar crash that I would usually have when, you know, you're snacking on, you know, protein bars and things like that, or drinking high in sugar like Gatorade or even Muscle Milk. I started looking at the label of Muscle Milk, and I never knew there was that much sugar and all that stuff in there that was basically just contradicting everything I was trying to do. So once I pulled all that stuff out, I definitely felt my body correct itself. I felt within 3 weeks how different my body was aligned with what I was trying to do. And it's been the first time since high school that I've been able to get my body fat under 10%.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love how you mentioned about broccoli, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, calorie for calorie, broccoli has actually more protein than steak. And when you eat a lot of these greens, yeah, these vegetables, you're getting all these amino acids in forms that your body can more easily utilize without
the digestive load without all the toxicity that comes in from animal products. So it's a really efficient way of getting protein in your body.
Yeah, and I found myself sleeping better. I mean, you know, it's weird when you think about it, how when you fuel your body correctly, how at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, your body's relaxed, your muscles are relaxed. Everything is, like, my magnesium numbers were high, my calcium numbers were high. Everything was just in a place where my body at the end of the night, at the end of the day, was ready to relax and let go. And I found myself comfortably sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night.
And that's so important for, you know, for, again, our mind, our moods, our muscles, our cellular rejuvenation. It's where the brain detoxes itself during sleep. And I meet so many people, Anthony, that are like doing, like you said, the muscle milk and just so much animal protein. And it's really hard for them to get good sleep, and especially they're having it dinner and it's just so much digestive energy to digest through the night. So thank you for mentioning that too, because that's a huge part of wellness is sleep, and it all does tie together.
It's a huge part of training. I mean, yes. You know, when you're really going at it and lifting hard and, you know, doing these high reps, high number workouts, it's very important to sleep, get those 7 to 8 hours and let your body recoup. Because if you don't, your muscles won't grow. And that's where, you know, that's where you miss the bulk of your growth is during your sleep.
So, Anthony, again, for our listeners that are, you know, either men working on building bulk and muscle, or women that have men in their lives that complain about, you know, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get my protein. You would say for you, it's the vegan shakes, the protein shakes, just lots of greens and seeds and nuts.
Lots of greens. The nuts are really important. Those little trail mix packages, because you get healthy sugar and you also get protein. So your body needs that stuff. But the core base of it, unless you want to eat a ton of greens, are the, and especially if you're trying to build, put on muscle mass, is the, I use the Vega protein shakes. And those are good. They taste good. They give you a good mix with some almond milk or some cashew milk, because you have such a low calorie count with those two. If you do a cup of almond milk, a cup of water, your 2 scoops of Vega in a large shake mixer, that's almost 50 grams of protein.
Wow. And again, in a form that your body can actually utilize, because the other thing with animal protein, and I remember the first time you and I met, we talked about this, and you were so open to it, Anthony. I love how open you are. Oh, you know, when people are eating that animal protein and it's charred and it's changing color and there's all these different effects and the amino acids are getting denatured, we're not necessarily absorbing and able to utilize that protein. Whereas having these vegan protein powders, it's so efficient. It's going right into your body, right in a way where we can utilize it. So it's really fantastic. It's giving you everything you need, but not exhausting your body with digestion.
Right. And that's the thing. It's what I've found is my body now is constantly processing. It's constantly fueling. So, you know, even though I snack a lot throughout the day, I'm never full. Like, I'm never tired. I never get the itis after I eat. And I'm able to eat massive amounts of food now. Now, when I go to a restaurant, I can eat an entire vegetable rice bowl, like with a falafel in it, and do a full salad with a light vinaigrette on it, and do like another meal 2 hours later. I find myself, because I'm going to the gym and I'm training, I'm doing 2-a-days now. It's just your body's constantly looking for fuel, and it burns it as soon as it gets it, instead of it sitting in your stomach trying to be processed.
And Anthony, I know you're from Louisiana originally, and I believe you still have family there, and I know you have a couple of children. So I guess there's two parts. One is, being from Louisiana, do your friends, do your family kind of question how you eat? Have they gotten on board? Have you been able to introduce this to your children as well?
No, my family knows I'm weird, so they don't question me anymore. but, you know, I have, like, this past Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, I cooked for my family, and the majority of our plates, like 60% of our plates, were vegetables. And, you know, my sister made a comment like, you know, we had never eaten like that before. The opportunity to have, you know, a green portion of your plate and then a piece of turkey and then, because I feel like, you know, I think anything is good in moderation. And, you know, I think a lot of people are afraid of being vegan because they feel like they might miss meat, you know, and I'm with that 100%. And that's why I always say I'm Black vegan. So so I'll eat vegan. But if I'm in St. Louis and they say this is the best rib shack in the world, you better believe I'm going to have a rib.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, work at making 95% of your diet plant-based. At the end of the day, if you're, you know, if you've eaten vegan all day and you want a plate of vegetables and a nice, you know, 8-ounce steak or a nice chicken breast, do that. You've earned, that can be your cheat for the entire day. And because you have so many greens in your system, you won't even feel the difference. Your body will process it easier. So that's how I've been trying to get my family on board, is by introducing them to the idea of vegan percentage. Just making the majority of your diet vegan.
That's amazing, Anthony. And, you know, we talk about that a lot here, progress, not perfection. It's not about being all or nothing. It's that rigidity, like you said, that scares people. And they're like, I don't know if I could do this all the time. But if people are going 80%, 90%, you know, higher, like, that's amazing. And so the times when they really, you know, at home, their mom cooks whatever, or they're at their favorite restaurant, that's when they want to go back. Sometimes it's okay because they're moving onward and upward.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing. I think, you know, I don't want to punish anybody or make anybody feel like, you know, because my kids, it's funny with my boys, two of my boys, they don't really like meat. They'll chew it up to get the flavor and spit it out. They don't really like meat. So I try and, you know, focus them into more of a vegetable-based diet. You know, I still let them have their cereal and all that bad shit that kids eat and deserve, rightly so, because I did it too. I will mess up some Fruit Loops. But, you know, I also give them the opportunity with lunch, dinner, and snacks to have plant-based opportunities where they get to taste a vegetable instead of scarfing down, you know, some Hot Pocket or something, you know. So we, you know, like, my kids love corn dogs for some weird reason. So I found this vegan cornmeal. I got these tofu dogs and we make corn dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they love them. I mean, they can't get enough of them, but it's a healthier snack.
Yeah. And what about your
lady? Little things like that.
Is she on board too, or is she kind of, you know, in and out, or how does she feel about it?
Oh, of course not. She's 100% against it. So, but like I said, I don't pressure or ask anyone to do what I do.
Yes. You know?
So she's a true carnivore.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's common, like, a lot of situations where, you know, we get so many questions, Anthony, you know, like, how do I convince my spouse to eat more like me, or what do I do? And my answer is always like, you can't change anybody. You can just live it and, you know, talk about how good you feel, but you can't preach to anyone else or try to convince them, because if someone doesn't want to change, they're not going to at that time, you know?
Definitely. And, you know, I'm realizing with most people, the more you tell them, ask of them, beg them to change, the more they refuse it.
It's true. It's true. It's like a pushback.
I just simply say, this is the way I'm eating. You know, this is what I'm doing. I'm training. And, you know, she's very familiar with the idea of, when I'm training for a role, my diet and attitude towards life changes. Because, you know, I can't be out partying and I can't be eating certain things. And, you know, me and Jack Daniels can't hang out like we used to. So it literally changes everything.
Well, Anthony, tell us, any new projects coming up, or, you know, what's going on for you in the next little while that we can look out for?
Well, you know, I've been shooting Avengers 3 and 4 for the past year and 10,000 days.
Oh my gosh.
So we're about to wrap that up. I just did this wonderful little movie called The Hate U Give. And it's a film based on this New York Times bestselling book with the same title. And it's a phenomenal story about a little girl who witnesses her best friend being killed by the cops. And she has to decide if she's going to speak out or not. And everybody in the neighborhood, everybody's telling her to be quiet. But she has to decide if she's going to find her own voice and speak up for what's right. And, you know, it's an amazing cast, an amazing story. And I'm really excited about it. And I just, you know, put together this Johnny Cochran movie. So hopefully, knock on wood, in the spring. Yeah, in the spring, we'll be doing that.
Where can we watch the one with the little girl? Is that going to be on Netflix or is it going
to be in? No, it'll be in theaters. It'll be in theaters. I have another movie coming out on Netflix called Io. It's about the end of the world. And we're the last two people on the world and on the earth because we've contaminated the earth so much that we've had to leave. So we have to decide if we're going to go and stay on earth or leave the planet and go with the rest of human society.
Wow. Well, I love how you choose such different roles, Anthony. You're you know, everything from Avengers and then, you know, these just all different kinds of movies here. Just the range is amazing. And I love that Martin Luther King one as well, the HBO adaptation. So I just love that you're doing so many different things.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Now I'm just waiting for the Saints to win the Super Bowl this year. That's all I'm doing. That's my focus right now.
Thank you so much for being with us. You're such an inspiration. We really appreciate you and, you know, your perspective. And I want to put, usually we put someone's headshot on the podcast, on the blog and the page, but I want to show your full body and just, again, not for egoic reasons, but just to show how muscular and how big one can get from a plant-based diet. It really is inspiring, Anthony. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
And everyone, we'll link to more information about Anthony. His Instagram is @Anthony_Mackey. Thanks again, Anthony. And thanks again, everyone.
Okay, beauties, it's time for our tip of the week. And here it is. Buy a living plant to bring into your home. I love having houseplants. Houseplants bring a balance into your living space that they would otherwise be missing. Winter is a great time to buy a few new plants to bring nature inside. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much and see you again soon. And always remember, progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.